And now let's go to Venezuela, where President Hugo Chavez has always had a taste for theatrics. That was on display yesterday when he slipped back into the country on a pre-dawn flight from Cuba. For nearly a month, Chavez had been in Havana for cancer treatment. Then he caught his countrymen by surprise and put himself back on center stage. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story from the capital city, Caracas.
Just a few days ago, Chavez gave the news himself in a dour late-night televised address.
Que confirmaron la existencia de un tumor abscesado.
It was cancer, he said, after a series of exams in Havana. A tumor was successfully removed, the 56-year-old president told his countrymen, but Chavez never said what kind of cancer, and many in Venezuela were simply left with the image of a diminished president, perhaps hiding very bad news. That's when Chavez decided to come back, and at a symbolic time for him, the bicentennial of the country's independence. Last night, the president's red-clad followers crowded outside the presidential palace, shouting for their leader and singing the national anthem. Daisy Perez, who is 44, said she rushed to get a glimpse of Chavez.
Sí, me sorprendí, porque de verdad que en ningún momento él dijo que iba a venir.
I was so surprised that he's back, she says, but with this president, you never know what he's going to do. She and others in the crowd went wild as Chavez, in trademark army fatigues and red beret, stood on the palace balcony where he'd given so many fire and brimstone speeches. His followers blew horns, waved enormous Venezuelan flags, and held aloft posters of the president's likeness.
No podía faltar a la fiesta bicentenaria de la vida de la patria.
I couldn't miss this, Chavez says, not the bicentennial festivities that are the life of the fatherland. He went on to tell his followers that this was the epicenter of love.
Yo no podía faltar. Aquí estoy, en el epicentro de mi amor más grande.
And he thanked them for providing him with support. The Chavistas, as his loyalists are known, then chanted for their comandante to forge on. Chavez didn't give many details about his illness, except to say he'd undergone an operation lasting 6 hours and that he'd passed through some very difficult moments. It was the secrecy about Chavez's condition that had prompted swirling rumors in Venezuela last month. For 18 days, he'd basically disappeared. No video, no tape of his voice. And when reporters asked, government officials contradicted themselves. One Chavez associate even said the president definitely did not have cancer. Leopoldo Lopez, an opposition politician, said the government lied about the health of the president.
There is very little transparency in the information policy of the government towards Venezuelans. And of course, the result of that is distrust.
Luis Vicente León, a well-known analyst and pollster, said the government reacted that way because the illness showed that Chavez is not invincible. As for his return, León said, Chavez also had to send a message to those in Venezuela who might have been thinking he was weak.
I am here, I am treating my sickness, but I am in control of the country, and I am going to be the leader, I am going to be in charge, and I am going to be the candidate for the 2012 election.
León means running in the next presidential election. And if Chavez is able to run, and if he wins, then he'd get another 6 years, stretching his administration far into the 21st century. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.